travel around America trying to recruit old gods to Wednesday's cause. Among the people Shadow meets are Zerniborg, an Eastern European death god who wins Shadow's life as forfeit in a game of checkers, and the friendly Mr. Nancy, the African trickster god Anansi. Most of the old gods are not especially interested in going to war. Shadow also meets Mad Sweeney, a toweringly tall, frequently drunk leprechaun. Shadow is interested in coin tricks, and Sweeney gives him a golden coin. Shadow drops the coin into the grave of his wife, and it brings her back to life as a zombie. She pledges herself to protect Shadow and asks him to bring her fully back to life. Laura does not travel with him, but follows his movements and appears when he is in danger. Agents of the new gods, who dress and act like government agents or men in black, capture Shadow. The agents are led by a man named Mr. World. Laura rescues Shadow, killing numerous agents, including Mr. Stone and Mr. Wood. Mr. Town is spared and blames Shadow for the deaths of his companions. Wednesday is concerned about Shadow's safety and sends him to work in a mortuary in Cairo, Illinois, with Mr. Ibis and Mr. Jackal. They are the Egyptian gods Thoth and Anubis. Shadow also meets a small brown cat, the deity Bast, who has sex with him. While on the road to Cairo, Shadow meets Samantha Black Crow, a woman of Native American heritage. The two grow close quickly, though Sam soon goes her own way. Wednesday then directs Shadow to the town of Lakeside by the Great Lakes, where Shadow Lakes takes the name of Mike Ainsel. He meets a friendly old man named Hinselman and the police chief Chad Mulligan. Lakeside has not experienced the problems with unemployment and economic despair that other towns in the region have. However, children in the town regularly go missing and are never heard from again. The men in black seem unable to find Shadow there, though he alerts them to his presence when he has a dream of a buffalo man and of thunderbirds, which are creatures of Native American spiritual beliefs and frequent Shadow's dreams. Shadow periodically reconnects with Wednesday and meets figures such as Johnny Appleseed, an American folk character based on a real-life individual, and Easter, a dawn goddess. Eventually, Wednesday decides to try to negotiate a truce with the new gods. The new gods murder him, however, and broadcast his death on television so all gods, old and new, can see it. Shadow, Nancy, and Zerniborg collect Wednesday's body at a truce in the center of America, Lebanon, Kansas. During the transfer, Shadow realizes that his old cellmate, Low-key Lysmith, is working for the man in black.